Eden Mills. If there was a year for book lovers to come out to the Eden Mills Writers Festival, EMWF, its volunteer board chair is encouraging them to make it this one as the nonprofit faces a make-or-break year. The EMWF has set a fundraising target of $50,000, with some of that being earned through ticket sales at the upcoming festival held on Sunday, and not achieving that goal could potentially impact the festival's future. If we don't get our audience target, that puts us in a deficit position, which we start looking at. Okay, does that mean we reduce programming for next year? Volunteer board chair Teresa Ebden said in a phone interview. It is definitely make or break. Ebden explained, although the festival is a not-for-profit, it can still carry a surplus, and it did for a number of years to be used for a rainy day. Those rainy days came and it poured in between COVID and inflation, grinding down that surplus. She said the pandemic that prevented the in-person festival from going ahead to be replaced with free online programming, which still meant spending money in author fees and other costs. Following this, inflation has meant the festival's costs have shot up too, such as tent rentals, food, hotel and travel costs for the authors. Although Ebden said the EMWF is grateful for any funding it gets, government arts funding has not kept up with rising costs for this and other festivals. To top it off, Ebden said festivals in general have seen a drop in attendance. We're no different from any other arts festival, and that's just the case that we're all in, she said. It's not all doom and gloom, however, as the upcoming festival is going ahead as planned on Sunday with authors such as Cherie DeMoline, Carol Off, Hannah Mary McKinnon, Robert J. Sawyer, Tanya Talaga and more. There are also online writing workshops on Thursday and Saturday led by Dallas Hunt, Emily Urquhart, Kate Hartfield and Farzana Doctor. Although buying a ticket is just one way to support the festival, making up 9% of total costs, Ebden stressed this is an important year to do it. We need the folks to come out and support. If you love books, literature and being outside in the backyard of Eden Mills, come to the festival, she said. If you're one of those people who has been coming for 10, 20, 30 years, definitely come this year because we need your support. More information about the festival, including tickets and donations, can be found online.